My name is Federico Mayor. I am biochemist and the former director general of UNESCO. We must change radically from a culture of war in which we are living to a culture of peace and non-violence. And this requires a multilateral democratic system. I think that has been a terrible mistake. In a moment in which the world was evolving at the end of the 80s, we had fall down of all the USSR of the Soviet Union, and we had Mandela in South Africa, and we had peace in Mozambique, and we had peace in El Salvador. Was a moment in which all was changing. The system that was a system of silence, of imposition, the Soviet system, was evolving, and we thought also that the neoliberalism will also evolve, and was not the case. And the result has been that the United Nations has been marginated. The values that are so important, we must be in the struggle for freedom, for justice, for and this is essential. All the human beings are equal in dignity. This is what we must try. And then they said, no, all these things now are put aside. Now the only thing that matters is money and the markets. And well, you have the result. You say the situation in which we are so many people in the Mediterranean. Why? Because the international cooperation has disappeared. I remember when I was Director General of UNESCO, there were some countries that were very much in favor of the United Nations system, for example, the Nordic countries. And the UNDP, United Nations Development Program, was extremely important, and with a lot of money in order to promote development in all these areas. The World Bank was called World Bank for Reconstruction and Development, was to develop. And as you know, all this name has disappeared. Now it's only the World Bank. It is always only a tool for the richest countries of the world. Therefore, I think that is very clear. What we must do is to refound a multilateral democratic system, and we must avoid that only the markets are the rule at the worldwide level. Today is not a problem, this. It is not a problem. I can assure you, as Director General of UNESCO, I had many world meetings with 17 different religions, and there is no problem. There are sometimes, in practice, there are interpretations that are fanaticism or dogmatic, but in general, this is not true. The problem today, more than inter-religious, is intra-religious. Because the problem is with the Sunnites and the Shiites and
sectarian wars.
Yes, exactly. Therefore, I think that today, and also in the Christians, exactly the same. We have more problems inside that with other religions. And no doubt that I think that today is already very, very important in the world, a system that says God is a wonder and we must all respect those that are believers, those that are not, but we must live all together. But we must not accept fanaticism, because this is horrible. I have so many friends that are Islam, that are Muslims, that are Muslims, and they are wonderful. I mean,
yes.
Wonderful.
There is no violence in Islam.
Exactly. Therefore, why we must say that the problem is there? No. The problem is that they have some people, a very low percentage, that are radicals. And we have also some low percentage that are radicals.
So we have to educate them.
Yes, but no, but this must be very clear. If we had a very important United Nations system again, because this moral authority to say, no, this is inacceptable. Today, in the world that we have today, this is inacceptable. And also it's unacceptable that the inequalities are so big in the world. You know, there is a report of Oxfam Intermon that says that 85 persons have a wealth that is bigger than half of humanity. How can be acceptable that 85 persons are richer than 3.3 billion people? This is horrible. And it is horrible. And for me, this is very important, that every day more than 20,000 persons die of hunger, at the same time that we invest in military expenditures and armament $3 billion. All this is unacceptable.